here with Michelle Reinen from DatCap. And Michelle, I think a lot of people are confused about that student loan debt forgiveness. What's going on now? And if you've got a student loan, when are you going to have to start paying it back again?
Well, you're absolutely right that there is confusion, and those are great questions that we're still waiting for the definite answers on. But we do know that it should restart by September 1, but things can still change, and that is why we want to talk about this, because scammers are going to be taking advantage of this confusion and uncertainty that debt holders have. And even the general public that could be following along that doesn't have any student debt could be confused and may have a family member or friend that they are trying to help guide. So we need to be aware of the types of scams that have circulated in the past and keep our eyes open for any twists that they may put on these scams because of the fluctuation that's happening. We know that scammers collect information such as full names, date of birth, home address, and that federal student aid ID number, FSA ID number, and then the Social Security number. So if someone calls you claiming to be a loan servicer or student debt repayment counselor or anything, do not give any information over the phone to verify anything. That is the scammer trying to collect it. If your servicer is reaching out to you, it will likely be in writing, probably through email, if that's how you've communicated with them in the past. And if they call you, they should know who they're talking to. You would not need to verify anything. But you only want to talk to your loan service provider or go to the U.S. Department of Education to follow the latest news on this. And if you need help, you can always call the Wisconsin Student Loan Help Hotline to get information and have student loan questions answered. But again, don't provide that personal information over the phone. Don't pay any upfront fees for student loan debt assistance. You don't need to do this. This is all stuff you can do for free. And never give a stranger that third-party authorization or power of attorney to act on your behalf, because then you're going to lose track of everything and the scammer will have full control.
Michelle, can you give us the Wisconsin Student Loan Help Hotline?
Absolutely. 833-589-0750.
And that's a number to keep, because if you got a student loan, get any questions. You know, it's nice that Wisconsin set that up